Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Chris Conley of the WIPR Statehouse staff. Chris, interesting moves down here, although not very definitive ones on the heroin subject.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you have a lot of talk, I think, coming into this session about, really trying to get our hands around the state's heroin epidemic. I mean, the rates of heroin abuse have sort of skyrocketed over the last couple of years. I think they've doubled over the last decade or so. There's a lot of talk, coming in both from Governor Larry Hogan, but also from, legislative leadership saying we need to do something about this. But it sort of seems like when push comes to shove, not a whole lot has actually been proposed.
Well, this is partly because of the state's financial situation and the governor's priority, really, of balancing the budget. So there's really not a lot more money there for treatment, is there?
It's true. I mean, a lot of advocates say, listen, the way that you deal with a public health problem like heroin addiction is you fund treatment. I mean, that's really what it takes. Treatment costs money. But, that's what you have to do to get the rates of substance abuse down and fund also things like prevention and education and a whole host of things. But, it all comes down to money. What we've actually had put forward, though, is more in the form of task forces. The governor has put forward a task force that's studying the issue and trying to come up with a whole slate of solutions next year to push into the legislature. The legislative leadership also is forming a task force to study the issue. The Hogan is trying to coordinate the agencies a little bit better. He set up essentially a council of agencies and departments that actually deal with these issues. But, in some ways, it kind of looks like another year we're going to have of talking about the problem without actually doing a whole lot.
Well, it occurs to me also that even though task forces make people yawn, and think that nothing's really happening, it is possible that there are new approaches out there that a task force or his administration could come across because it really hasn't been looked at in a while.
It's true. There was a task force that Governor O'Malley actually put up in the last year of his term, but that sort of has been panned by a lot of people. And the idea, I think, behind the task force that Governor Hogan has set up is to say, okay, listen, let's find, not just sort of do kind of piecemeal things that look good and look like we're doing something, but actually come up with a really comprehensive plan and a holistic approach. I mean, he said basically, we're going to take a public health focus. He said we're not going to be able to arrest our way out of this problem. But, I think they want to spend the next year, going around the state, hearing from people who are, have been addicted, hearing from family members, hearing from treatment providers, hearing from local governments, and public health officials to say, what are all of the different pieces that we need to address and do this in a really holistic way instead of just doing sort of one piece here, one piece there, one piece and the other thing.
Okay, Chris, this is good. Obviously, we don't want to reinvent the wheel here, but maybe there's something about the wheel that we don't know and we could find out as we go along. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Sure thing.
For Christopher Connolly, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.